Hello, everyone, and welcome to Out and About with Antoinette. You know, this is a podcast where I get an opportunity to interview people who are from in and around the state of Delaware and those that are doing some positive things in their communities. And today I'm so super excited because my special guest is Francina Harrison. She's an MSW, a visionary behind the Career Engineer. Let me tell you, TCE, remember that. She is also the author of the book, A Mind to Work, second edition, which is available on Amazon. So check it out. She's retired Navy spouse. Yeah, has over 14 years of serving and managing transitional career, business, and life programs. Now, I can go on and I can read more of her resume, but let me tell you, she's been on NBC, ABC, Fox affiliates, and she has been written up by so many people. And you know what? With all that, you think of all these accolades, what happened in 2016? She was surprised with a diagnosis of triple negative stage 3 breast cancer. Francina, you are someone that I have been looking up to for so long when we first met back in Virginia Beach. So today is my pleasure and my honor to say, welcome to Out and About with Antoinette.
Oh, wow. That is so awesome. What a lovely intro. I'm like, who is that person that she is talking about? Wow. Thanks. I'm so honored to be here with you. And yeah, it's like a girlfriend's having a chat. This is going to be awesome.
And despite the fact that I believe the last time we connected was 5+ years ago, you would not even know that, you know. And I always say that, you know, God puts people in your life for a reason and a season. And when we met those many years ago, it was not the season. Today is the season. Yes. So what I want to talk about, because, you know, first and foremost, you know, we've been going through a lot, you know, in the world, mentally, physically, psychologically, employment, unemployment. And you have been, you've had your finger on the trigger of career, you know, advancement, career readiness for many years. So this is not new to you, but it's probably different, a lot different. It's taken on a different flavor. Can you talk about, you know, how, you know, I don't want to date the show. You know, I tell people that I coach, we don't want to talk about COVID-19 because 10 years from now, when someone's listening to this, they're going to say COVID, what, you know, but actually COVID did make a change, you know, here for us in 2020 and 2021, not only mentally, psychologically, and physically, but now in the workplace. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, well, and again, thank you so much for having me here. And no doubt, I think one of the one thing about the Career Engineer is we have these things called push-ups, right? And my joke is, yes, I should be able to do 40 push-ups, but I can't. But I can do metaphorical push-ups. And one of my many push-ups, which are motivational moments, is the only thing permanent is change. All right. That's it. The only thing permanent is change. So whatever season or date or year folks are listening, right? Some things can happen that's going to make things change. What we learned by the experiences of the last few months is you have to be ready to what I also call shivet. It's a word that I really want to own. I want to own it. I don't know if I can, but that's the TCE term for shift and pivot. Folks had to shivet. Okay, S-H-I, you gotta be careful how you say that real fast.
Too. I know, right?
Shiv it on, right? But the point is, this something happened that made everything in chaos. It upside down every single institution we've ever known, financial, educational, social security, politics, work, the workplace, the marketplace. And folks who thrived were able to shivet, be adaptable, relearn, reset, rethink, activate, and get moving. And so we saw now, as the data I'm talking to you, there are some folks who have been extremely successful in this chaos by finding the opportunity in the crisis. And for anyone going forward, whether you're W-2, whether you're 1099, whether you're getting ready to retire, whatever that word means, because the word retire has been reset as well. All right. Everything has had a reset. We now have an experience of, guess what? Only thing permanent is change. And when something happens, we got a couple of things. We can crash and burn. We can go, oh, well, or we can say, I better get moving. And we helped folks. I mean, we have been extremely busy, as you can tell, because, you know, we're not new at this game. We've been helping people to meet our motto of don't get anxious, get prepared, right? That's okay. Always been our motto since the day we started this whole thing. So we had lots of anxiety, lots of anxiousness in this current period. And my formula is still true. The way to beat anxiety is preparation. It's just that simple. No matter what, a hurricane's coming. If you're prepared for it, you might handle it a little better. Okay. A pandemic shows up. If you're prepared for it, you might handle it a lot better. Chaos at the job. If you're prepared for it, you might handle things a little better. So we just had to, you know, put our shivet on and go into eighth gear to make sure that virtually or offline or with all the ways we learn, all the ways we interpret data, that we want to make sure folks were uberly prepared, okay, hyper prepared for today and tomorrow.
Right.
Because it's going to happen again. There will be some significant chaos that's going to throw everybody a curveball. It will happen again. And the best way to be to deal with that and to be successful, as you define success, is your preparation.
And I think about this, and I wish I'd known you when I had to shiv it in 2005. You know, I was corporate America 32 years. I like to say my husband always cringes, but I was on the plantation for 32 years, corporate America. And it's not, you know, it's like when someone tells you what time you have to be there, what time you can go to lunch, how much they're going to pay you, you know, when you can go on vacation, you know, what benefits they're going to give you. That's literally, you know, telling you what where you have to be. So that first, you know, shivet moment for me was 2005.
Okay.
And then it came again in 2018. Now in 2005, it knocked me for a loop because I did not see it at all. You know, that was the day that you figured, hey, I go to work every day. I got a job. And, you know, being in corporate America, you just knew you were going to retire with the gold watch and the pension and all of that. And then it came to me, it's not you, it's this, you know, it was, what was that?
Outsourcing.
Yeah. Damn, so I was outsourced, right? So I was taken from one plantation cabin to another outsourced, you know, I still worked for IBM, but I was a contractor for IBM. Right. So IBM literally sold my services. You know, they didn't have to pay for the benefits. They didn't have to pay for the vacation. They just had to pay a salary for this person. So I shivved. And I had to at that time, you know, I had the son, my sons were young, you know, I had a big mortgage and all of that and everything was cool. But what I did do, you don't know why you do what you do until after it's done and you realize it. But I started, you know, doing things that I loved. And I'm actually going to talk about this. Do what you love, love what you do. And success is inevitable. And one thing I loved to do was teach. Now, I didn't want to go back in the classroom. Couldn't do that. You know, the '80s was different from the 2005. I would have never made it. But long story short, I pivoted. I was prepared for them. So when that 2018, that second layoff hit, I said, that's it. See ya. Don't want to be ya. And I've been, you know, on my own, you know, that 1099, that, you know, that retired, whatever. So I wish, you know, I feel like I was prepared for this.
Right. Sounds like you were. Absolutely. And that's the key. So the mindset that anyone that wants to be successful in today's marketplace or career space is you have to be prepared. Okay. And I like what you just said. Sometimes you don't know what you did until you've done it, but the key is, what do we mean by prepared? This is the things, the skill sets that folks have to always be ongoing. So number one, we're going to be a forever learner. Anyone that thinks they learned something, they got certified, they're done. You lost. You've already lost the game before you got in it. We're going to be learning all the time. The very applications or technology or ways of doing business changed in the last 20 months, right? So at the time of this conversation, so we have to always say, number one, we're forever learners. High tech, you have to tech up. Even if you think you're Mr. IT or Mrs. Tech America, you're not. Because 90 days from now, something new is going to happen. And you've got to be able to practically apply the new information, if it applies to your ecosystem, to your career, your life, and your business. So tech up. You cannot now say, I don't know the computer that well. Me and the we got to stop saying that. And that's to my 60s and 70s. You know, I don't know the computer. Yeah, you do. You better know the computer. Or better yet, you better know your mobile phone, you know,
that's
and
right.
how to navigate. It's not that you have to know code and HTML. You got to know how to push, turn on the button and which button goes to what app. And how to search the search bar. I mean, the search thing, y'all. You got stop scrolling. You got to learn to use the search button. Okay. So we have to tech up and, you know, within our ecosystem, but we also can't lose what I call high touch. We are a high tech, high touch strategist. We need humans to be human. And there's certain folks in certain generations that are great with human to human connection. They just excel with it, right?
Now.
Yeah, right. It's a right. And right now, what's so unique about today's workforce, and this won't date the show at all, but we're going to have this for the next 20 years. You got every single generation still working. Every single
one. Can you believe that?
Yeah. Generation Z is here. They'll be 21 this year. Oh, my goodness. Millennials, we know all about them. We know about the Gen Xers. We know about the boomers. And guess what? The super age is still working.
Yes.
You know who they are? Okay.
65 and plus.
Yeah. You have some people leading Congress. That's the super age. You've got Clint Eastwood. I wish the man is still making movies. I mean, what is he, 91 at the time of this? So all generations are here. So what we need still is that high tech, high touch, the forever learner, no doubt be a rock star in your knowledge, skill, and ability. Okay. If you're going to be a ditch digger, be the best ditch digger there is, okay? Use the latest ditch digging technology. Be kind. Be strategic. mean what you say. Say what you mean. Do QA over your work. Check it again. All right? Follow up. I mean, all those skills is what's needed in business. In business, because we're also, to take it to a whole nother level, yes, I mean, I love how you talk about corporate America, and like you shared, you had the 2005. I remember that whole outsourcing world. Guess what? We're still doing that. It's called a global economy. Okay. Your competition is not just in Delaware or in Virginia. It's across the globe. And the recent events at the time of this conversation have also allowed people to work and live anywhere.
Exactly.
Okay. You can live in Virginia Beach and work for Silicon Valley. You can live in Virginia Beach and work for a company in Germany. You can live in China and work for a company in DC. All right.
Exactly.
So we have a new global workforce because the entire planet had to shift in order to be prepared. So there's a lot of, and as you notice, the things I shared just now are items that every human being can work on. I didn't talk about your degree.
Nope.
I didn't say anything about your experiences, right?
Right.
I just said you better be a rock star in your industry. I didn't say whether you went to Harvard, Yale, or HBCU, it mattered. I didn't say any of that. But I shared all the things that you can make sure that your package, I call that your package, what you bring to the table, okay? That all of that is A++, not A game, A++.
And I love that. Francine, you are knocking it out of the park. You know, that forever learning. My grandma said to the day she died at the age of 98, she said, what I don't know would make a whole new world. So even she knew at 98, there were things that she could learn each and every day. And she did. She was forever learning.
Yeah.
And tech up. You know, it's so my husband, I'm sorry. I love him to death. 31 years in his marriage. He's like, I don't understand. If I got my wife and my son. I'm like, dude, change your password and then we'll talk.
And then we'll talk. We, I love, like, dinosaurs had a purpose. We all,
I love
and
him
I love
death.
Him, but
yes,
I think one of them that I live with too. And you know, after what happened, I'm gonna tell you what that's about, because see, not only do we see that in our family world, imagine that in the workforce. Just imagine you're working somewhere and maybe your direct report, the person you direct report to is a millennial, but you're a boomer. And then there's a Gen Xer in there somewhere. And then here come the Z, right?
And
someone has a task and the dinosaur is going to do what dinosaurs do.
We just gonna lumber away.
Okay. However, and this today, we could use a horse and buggy to get to Atlantic City. We could get there with a horse and buggy.
Yeah, we could. Yeah.
But I'd rather drive a Tesla. I'm just saying. I just think I'll get there a little faster. So you still, dinosaurs, yes, eventually you'll get there. However, the world is driving a Tesla. So I'm just saying.
I know. And you know, it's so, you know, I love everything you've touched on, even that third point, high touch.
Yes.
Because touch. I, you know, my target market audience are boomers and beyond.
Okay.
And I work with them on their social media, and I tell them, you know, social media is more than just numbers, how many followers and fans. You know, you want to connect to them in an H to H manner. Heart to heart, because people don't go to social media to be sold to, they go to socialize. And you've got to be able to give before you can get. So when you said, you know, you've got to have that high touch.
Yeah.
I'm gonna date myself, because I don't think that the younger generations understand as well as we did that it's not what you're doing for me, it's how you're making me feel when you're doing it.
Yeah. That there goes.
I'm
that.
Appreciative. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to text you. I'm going to literally out of my mouth say, thank you. I appreciate you. You helped me.
Yeah. They're not there. And it's not. And let's hold on. Whose fault is it? Let's see. Who are the parents of the millennials? I think it's boomers, right?
The helicopter parents, you know, hey, I did it with my son. But once he left, he went to Bowie State University. He left, you know, little Middletown, Delaware, but I told him, you know, I brought to him as much as I thought he could handle. And I'm still on him. My son, I have not washed their clothes since they were 8 years old.
Awesome.
I don't cook. I mean, I was teaching them life skills, because you've got to have those life skills so that you can appreciate it when you don't.
Yeah.
You know, now, of course, you know, they just go online and order soda, order pop, or they order everything for deliver, DoorDash. Yeah. They don't have to go out and do anything. That's not going to happen if everything comes to an end. Do you know how to plant a seed? Do you know how to use dirt and soil? You know, so get out there and do it. So yes,
you know how to use bleach and water.
Some of us bleach and water.
And so there it is. And that's so. Imagine this now: the macro level, workforce, entrepreneurship, whatever you're doing. These four generations. And I'm saying all this to say that folks who are listening, who maybe you're thinking about, should I stay? Should I go? You know that. It's these jobs are not just the job titles and the duties. No, I mean, yes, that's a part of it, but it's about how are you going to thrive and be successful in the ecosystem and the culture of that organization, because it has changed. So you're going to have that person that believes coming to a meeting means I can sit at my desk if I'm on site on my phone and be in the meeting with the flip-flops on, where another generation is going to be put that tie on, get it right. You're in front of the decision makers. We're going to talk about things. We're going to process things, where others are like, just show me the data. I'll stick it in there. It's done. Right. How do you work that? How do you navigate that?
Right.
That's where the high touch comes in, because also with certain generations. Now I'm saying this gently, because I do.
You can be gentle here. You're not going to offend anybody here.
I do believe that individuals can overcome all kinds of things.
Yes,
right?
Ma'am. So we can.
We can, right? And we can grow in different ways. So, but there are some folks who have been called boomers who are really great at interpersonal skills. They're really great at knowing the rules of engagement. They're really great at communicating horizontally and vertically. They're really great with wisdom. And they're really great about thinking about something, well, for a little bit, I mean, for a short time, before jumping into the fire.
Exactly.
Thinking it through, right?
Yep.
If then statements, well, if I do this, what would happen?
Right.
Okay. So however, doesn't mean a millennial can't pick that up. It doesn't mean they can't, but that's where the word experience comes in. And then that's where, again, understanding how to work intergenerationally within the generations, because the workforce today, and maybe if you're planning on staying in the workforce 10 more years, let's see, 5 more years, 10 more years, 15 more years, it might be the same thing, because the Generation Z folks are only 21. They're going to be here for a while. So my point is, I want people to understand it's not high tech or high touch. It's both. It's both. The eras or the frustrations or the why in the world did they do that? Didn't they think about this? That maybe you've seen on major media with policies at the national level that has occurred. Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe someone didn't think, I'm just saying, if I do this, what will happen 2 steps down the road?
Bingo.
Okay. That's a big skill that we need today. The person that knows, hold on. Before we implement this quick, fast, in a hurry.
You got it. You spot on.
6 months from now, this is going to show up. If it does show up, here's a resolve because I thought about the potential show up. Mm-hmm. Folks don't do that anymore. And there's certain generations
right.
that do that well. So that can be really your selling point if you're going to stick around.
Oh, that's right. You know, we're going to talk a little bit more about that because, you know, I want people not only, you know, boomers and beyond, yeah. but I'm a bit confused on the, so many job openings, but not yeah. enough people.
I need to process unbelievable.
So let's take a quick break. I need yes. to talk about because that blows my mind. That literally blows my mind. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Francina and I are going to talk about not only career advice, because she's been dropping some nuggets, but to explain, you know, all these help. I haven't seen help wanted signs this prevalent since the 70s, the 60s and 70s. So go ahead, grab yourself something, a sip or snack. We'll be right back. And don't forget, you can find and follow me on all my social media platforms by using the Linktree ID Dell Blogger. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. My name is Asia. I'm a senior at Elizabeth Seton High School, and we are back for our second season of Let's Keep It Moving on the podcast. We're back to bring you information on STEM careers, programs, scholarships, and STEM competitions to win prizes. Now, would you like to win a cash gift card of up to $100? Because I know I would. So check us out for our second season.
Hi everyone, this is Holland, a first year at Spelman College. And today we have a new member that will be joining us to talk about esports, tournaments, and STEM careers. Welcome, Justin. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hey everybody, my name is Justin Graves. I'm a current freshman at the University of Maryland, and I serve as a Patriots esports program director. I'm super excited to be here on the second season of the show.
We're so glad to have you on the team with us for our second season. And for our listeners, make sure to tune in on Fridays at 12 p.m. Let's keep it moving on the podcast.
Are you ready to join the billion-dollar podcasting industry? If so, Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio is ready for you. Whether you're just starting out and have no equipment, or you are a seasoned pro but need help with production, Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio has everything you need. Conveniently located in Middletown, Delaware, Blake's state-of-the-art production facilities make producing your first or 100th podcast a breeze. No matter what kind of project you have in mind, the professionals at Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio can help with your production or give you the tools to produce it on your own. At the heart of Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio is award-winning blogger, vlogger, and CEO, Antoinette Blake. And her goal is simple, to help one more entrepreneur be successful. So stop making excuses and start making your podcast, audiobook, e-course, and other online dreams come true. Call Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio now, 302-261-3530. That's 302-261-3530.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the show. This is Out and About with Antoinette, and I am your host, Antoinette Blake, the CEO of A. Blake Enterprises, social media marketing and consulting, an award-winning blogger, author, podcast host, professional speaker, and educator. And here on Out and About with Antoinette every week on a Wednesday at 1 p.m., I am interviewing a guest from in and around the state of Delaware who's doing positive things in their communities. And y'all, this guest, Francina Harrison, is dropping some major nuggets. If you are just joining us, you need to go back and listen and then listen again and share this with a friend because we've been talking about the things that we need to be prepared for going forward in our career. And, you know, she said something about, you know, forever learning. That is key. Now, Francina, before the break, mm-hmm. we were talking about the various generations and how right. the pandemic has shifted and pivoted. So it's, give me shivet. That word again.
Shivet.
Shivet. Got to say that right. I got to shivet. Yeah. You know, so shivet. When you got to shivet, whether yes. you're 60 boomer and beyond, mm-hmm. or you're a 9 to 5er, just got out of, you know, I mean, high school, I started working when I was 14. So I'm thinking back 14. Yeah, I remember my first job. You know, I was, then I went to fast food, and then I went to, I was a maid. I mean, I did it all. I'm now here, I'm 60 years old, and I'm finally doing what I love, love what I'm doing, and love it's it. Successful. So these signs, help wanted, help
everywhere.
My husband and I, we went down to Rehoboth Beach. Okay. There were help wanted signs in every store.
Yes.
It was one person. Sometimes there were lines outside the door because the store couldn't allow but so many people in because they didn't have enough helpers.
Yeah.
What's going on?
So there's several theories, and there's some folks who are much smarter than me with PhD who've been studying this phenomenon since the pandemic, by the way. So let me give y'all, your listeners, some sources, because I'm big on when we're talking about information, I want folks to look at it themselves. Okay.
Okay.
A great place to learn everything about what's happening in the US of A, of course, if you love data, which I do, is going to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS.gov. Every single report on everything we're doing about job turnover, job quitting, the new unemployment numbers, all those things, BLS.gov. Okay. That's our government source, which is powered by the Department of Labor, which is DOL.gov. Okay. Both those sites are great sites for you to stay on top of things, get your own information. So when you hear the chatter on wherever you listen to news, you'll know what the facts are. So with that being said, at the time of us chatting right now, there are 10.9 million job openings across America based on the latest report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics called the JOLTS report. It talks about job separations, and it talks about open jobs. So 10.9. 6 months ago, it was 10.1. My bottom line is this: I've never seen this many job openings at all since I've been doing this. This is uncommon. And this has made the market, as we're talking today, what we're calling a job seekers market. The employers have listened. The shivet that happened earlier put some things in perspective. It flipped the script. It did. It just changed whatever we thought was normal. We are now job seekers, meaning I'm saying we for job career professionals, career changers or seekers. You can make your demands. And you can get your foot in front of doors that you couldn't get in front of before because there's not a lot of, the supply is low. Let me share this. There may be a lot of people, we're really driving the process. But right now, finding the right talent has always been hard. Okay. Finding talent is easy.
Right.
The right talent is always what's difficult for employers. And that's kind of what you're feeling. But also in the time of us having this change thing that happened, like I said, people did a reset. People did a shivet. They saw what it was to be lean and they made it. Some folks were afraid to go to work. Okay. Some folks, I mean, remember a year ago, it was upside down. The employer was in charge because folks who lost their jobs, boom, 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 the millions at one, you know, a million people lose job today because of shutdowns and closings. And employers weren't saying, come on in, but that changed. So now salaries are going up. People have said they found out that during the time that we were in this change, people did what I just said. They teched up. they got new skill. They learned to be lean and mean. I mean, they learned from their grandmama. Hey, when was the depression? How did y'all keep us full? Oatmeal and grits. Is that what we had to eat today?
Exactly. You know,
and then some folks did the gig economy. I mean, some folks, maybe they were in corporate America, but they started driving for Uber and they found out, well, you know what? The things I really need, I can pay for. The stuff I don't need, I chop them off. I trim the fat a little bit, right? And we're still here. Moving forward, now I get to choose where I want to work. Oh, you don't have to settle? No, I get to choose. Hospitality, restaurants, yes. They felt a really pinch, but a lot of those employers were really paying the big wages called minimum wage. And that can't feed anybody. I mean, maybe if you're 16, you might be all right.
Right.
If you have a family, it's just not happening.
Right.
So all that, remember, the only thing that's permanent is change. That push up put things to a different level. Now employers are doing bonuses. I'm looking at bonuses and hiring ranges at retail and all. So that's all great for folks that want to get back into that scene if that's what you want. But some folks just shifted. Some start their own businesses. Some said, I'm retiring early. I ain't got no time for this anymore. others, instead of working at the restaurant as a waitress, or they transitioned to customer care in a 9-to-5, no nights, no weekends, healthcare, mm-hmm. benefits, better pay. And they're not going back. They're not going back.
And, it amazes me, but I'm one of them. I was scared after 2018 when I got laid off, and, you know, I was like, what am I going to do? And just recently, I think also the pandemic really put something in me. Now I'm like, people call me Tony. I call myself Tony, but Antoinette, mm-hmm. why are you concerned that you don't have a 9-to-5?
Yeah.
Mentally, like I said, blew my mind, because again, I started working when I was 14. Right. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, I don't have to do a 9-to-5.
What you have to do is generate income.
Exactly.
That's what you have to do, right?
Exactly.
To pay the bill. But you're right on the thing is, work has been redefined. It has been redefined, and it has been rethought, and it has been, again, reshivoted, even at the employer level. How we work, where we work, has been redefined. The whole remote working and hybrid working, the employers had it. They were no, never, ever, ever. I pay you to be in a cubicle. I don't pay you to be home. Really? Oh yeah, you can work from home, and I'll also keep the same salary you would have worked.
Right.
It saves money. And guess what? Productivity went up. Why? Because people could sync that magic word between career and business, life.
Yes.
Life, family.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Mom, grandpa, I may be working for you, but I'm taking care of my mom. Or I'm taking care of my dad.
Exactly.
Or I've got young kids, or, you know, I have other things beyond 9-to-5 that kind of crept into 9-to-5 that made 9-to-5 heaven, opposite of heaven, y'all, you know, the stress of working, you know. So now the work from home, the hybrid model seems to be working too. So employers, those who can, not everyone can do that, but those who could, understand now that, wow, we're working differently. And here's an interesting point. About 3 or 4 years ago, I was reading an article from dude, and he was in Germany. And then, you know, you have all these professors, you know, that tell you what they think the future of the world is going to be, the future of work. Mm-hmm. He thought 10 years from now, 10, 15 years from now, because of Amazon and the internet and Google and the way we do things now with click, you know, point, click, fast in a hurry, that the way we work, there'll be no one in a cubicle. There will be no more 9-to-5. Right. You will be your devices is going to be your workstation, and you'll just get it done. There won't be any more. I pay you to be in the building.
Right.
The key now will be I pay you to produce.
Yes.
Wow. Look at what just happened quicker than his 10 or 15 years in the future. So this is where we are. And it has been rethought. And there are some who I know there's the argument, well, some people stay at home because they make so much money. I don't know if you want to go there, but I know I hear it all the time from my small business owners. They don't want to work because.
That's a whole nother thing to work. We don't even want to go there, but it's true. I mean, in 2004, the year before my first layoff, IBM was sending everybody home, and then they were giving up real estate. So they were making money by, you know, sending home remote work. And shutting down, because I was in property management and we were selling buildings left and right, dropping leases left and right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think about 2010 or something like that, they said, well, we need to bring people back in so that they can connect again.
Yes.
We need engagement. We don't want people working from home. You know, work from home has been, you know, like WFH has been forever. And I was enjoying it. And like you said, it helped. It afforded me, because the year before my grandmom passed, I was her caregiver.
Right,
so I was there. I held her hand as she transitioned. And I would never had that opportunity had I had to be at a 9-to-5.
Right.
So, you know, it's weird. But I don't buy into that, you know, they're making more money staying home.
That's not float.
That never does.
Right. And what we did, and people understand too, the pandemic had not. The last time we had something of this nature was 1918, you know, and I think.
Right, exactly.
So this was unusual, uncommon phenomena, all right? And so all the services that went to play in that will never happen again. I can guarantee you. Well, maybe the next 100 years, maybe.
Yeah, we'll be gone. We don't matter.
And we'll be gone.
Well, somebody be listening to this.
Right, they'll be listening to
this interview,
though.
To this podcast.
Absolutely.
Francina, you are such a gem. You and I could talk for hours, but I want you to leave us your information so people can connect directly with you, because you are the career engineer and you know what you're talking about. And again, again, you know, you dropped a bunch of nuggets, including the websites that we need to be concerned with, BLS.gov and DOL.gov as well. I mean, .org, BLS.
They're both .gov. They're both .gov.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, to find out what's going on and, you know, wherever you get your news from, you know, some of us get it from the smartphone. Some people get it from one station, another station. Grandma said, Uncle said.
Yeah,
whatever.
I just want you to have the facts. Yeah. So here's how you can reach out to me. And actually, we also have, we do have a TCE Career News that goes out every Friday.
Awesome. Yes, I get that.
And we have, of course, you know, we cite those critical career data points as well as share other things. So by going to our website, tcenow.com, you can sign up for our, of course, you can always unsubscribe, but why would you? You're getting me every 7 o'clock in the morning.
I've never hit that unsubscribe button.
Right. It's a weekly career news and we're giving you the latest tips and tricks and everything. Plus, of course, some of the things I talk about are what I think is important. So definitely consider that. But tcenow.com, if you go to our website, all of our social platforms are there. We do new content on YouTube. I mean, at least once a week, of course. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. Love LinkedIn. Y'all know. Y'all need to be on LinkedIn.
If you ain't on LinkedIn.
Absolutely. You got to be there. So if you're a listener of this wonderful show, which I know you are, just let, if you want to connect with me on LinkedIn, just let me know how we met. See that keyword engagement. That's what we need to be successful. And I will be more than happy to connect. I currently have about 250 invitations and 249 of them are people I do not know. And I only connect on LinkedIn with people who I know or who I have an interest with. So I welcome all your listeners. And, you know, don't get anxious, get prepared. If you're looking to make that change Monday morning, we're here to help. Just reach out and let us know. But I think the website is definitely the best way to find me, tcenow.com. However, I was told I am Googleable. So I think that's
cool. I can Google you. You know, I Google you to get some pictures. I'm like, I'm getting some pictures. I'm going to get that picture. I'm going to get that picture, whatever. But you know, I would be remiss if I didn't let you go because again, you are a dynamo. You are doing the darn thing. How are you feeling physically? You know, how's things going? You're good. God's got you.
We're good. Actually, I'm hoping to be fired for the whole oncology world this year. This would be year five.
Yeah.
I had my bell ringing December 16th in 2021. And we know, you know, October is breast cancer month
Breast
and,
cancer. Right.
I always tell people though, I'm not a survivor. I don't survive anything, but I am more than a conqueror of all things, right? Yep. Through my faith. So I'm looking forward to being done with this, but I do have more blood work and I do go 2 or 3 times a year to get it straight. But trust me, when I go, next month I'm like, can I leave you guys and a quick little thing, I know we're probably out of time, but for anyone that's got family or anybody going through this, right, I just it's real. Nobody wants to hear about the C word. It was a shock for me too. And you know, my faith was very important to me getting through this because I had a fight, but I used a good fight of faith, as well as I showed up to my appointments and took the medicine and did everything they told me to do. Okay. So that's important. But what's interesting, I thought I was stage 2. I had no idea I was stage 3 until I got done. Somehow I missed that I was upgraded from stage 2 to stage 3.
Upgrade you don't really want to hear about.
I don't want, and I didn't know, and I told them they were wrong and everything. But I tell you, it was, you know, 5.5 months of treatment, chemo, very intense chemo, lost the hair and all that stuff. So me and the hair thing, I have no issue with hair anymore. When you don't have hair, it does a whole different perspective.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, 4 surgeries in 5 months. I had 8 weeks of high dose radiation, but I'm here. And the thing about it, I would say this, that, you know, yes, that C word, because I haven't said the word a lot of times, is no one wants to hear that you have cancer. We hear it. But what I want folks to know is I really believe it's the psychology of cancer that kills you.
Yes.
It's how you think about this.
Yes.
Thing. Okay. Yes. If I told someone they had diabetes, you'll say, oh, there's insulin. There's things we can do. I can eat better. I can work out. If I said, oh, you have heart disease. Oh, well, there's things I need to do. But when you say the C word, everybody goes doom and gloom.
Nope.
Technology is impressive. There's a lot of new drugs out here. There's new technology, but it's right here, the mind. So the way you think about what you're in, if you give up because you heard that word, you're already lost.
You're gone.
You can't give up. You got to step up and fight it through. And that's what we did. And prayer, but showing up at every appointment. And if you look at my Instagram, if you go way back, I have actually pictures of me in the chemo chair because I wanted to take pictures, you know, eating my Chick-fil-A.
Yes, I
ate Chick-fil-A and got my chemo. And I gained 20 pounds on chemo.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sitting there eating Chick-fil-A and everybody else ain't. I don't get it. But anyway, it's about how you think about this thing day by day, moment by moment, you get through it. And I'm, you know, I think I look pretty good for
someone that's been through. You know, and I can attest to it because hubby just had his CAT scan. He's 7 years in and they just saw, they said, it don't even look like you ever had cancer.
That's what's up. That's what's it.
Yeah.
So now you like, just said that. Yep. Look at what you just said. Don't even look like.
Don't even look like it. So it's like, not, right. You know, prayer and do what you need to do and
keep
and
it moving.
You got it. But you looking good, girl.
Thank you.
You looking real good.
And all it grows back. I tell people it grows back. When you lose something, it comes back. Don't worry about it. Only hair. It's only hair, ladies. It's only hair.
Francina, thank you for being a guest here on Out and About with Antoinette. Before I let you go, are there any last words you'd like to leave the listeners?
Don't get anxious. Get prepared in your career, your life, and your business.
That's perfect. That is so perfect. Thank you, Francina, for giving me a time today. I cannot wait to see you again in person. I got to get down to the Virginia Beach area. You know, got to do it. Have a wonderful week. And may God continue to bless you, your mission, and your vision, because you are doing the darn thing. Francina, thank you.
Thank you.
And I thank you for listening to today's episode of Out and About with Antoinette, because every week, I have the privilege and the honor of interviewing a guest from in and around the state of Delaware who is doing some major things in their communities. And if you would like to be a guest on Out and About with Antoinette, please send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com. And don't forget, you can find and follow me on all my social media platforms, including my blog and my blog using the Linktree ID Dell Blogger. Thank you for listening. And please share this podcast link with your family, your friend, your bae, and your boo too. And until the next time, stay smart, stay safe, and stay social, because I will see you in cyberspace. See ya. It's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day. Bye-bye.